This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And I'm really excited.
Why are you excited? What's up?
Because it's like, hello, ask me. No, just because this episode of Winter House was like very good to watch.
It was fun.
I was excited.
Yeah. Winter House, it's nice because it's like there's a lot going on and like there's enough people in the house that there is a lot of different dynamics and relationships and, you know, everybody is kind of in the mood to get messy.
It's funny, though, because they're doing their countdown already, like 9 days left. And I'm like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
But then I forget, well, they're filming all day, every day. So it's like still enough shit.
I know.
To talk
I think there's only two more episodes. Like it's
what?
It's only like 6 episodes.
This was like a mini series, a Bravo mini series.
I know. It's just to tide us over until we get a new season of Summer House. But speaking of being trapped in a house for a certain amount of days, Ultimate Girls Trip starts next week and they released the first 5 minutes of the first episode. And I gotta say, it's pretty entertaining. The ladies are throwing some shade. It's like all of them talking, you know, on FaceTime and stuff before they actually arrive together. And like hearing, you know, Kenya and Cynthia talk about Ramona over FaceTime is actually like very satisfying.
I'm excited to watch. Well, first of all, I just have to go ahead and say that I do not have Peacock. So I need to
we got to get you Peacock.
Figure that out. But I'm excited because we've seen all these women on their own casts go on trips. But so to see them all together on one trip and the way they like travel differently is going to be, I feel like, a bit interesting.
I have to say, I do think Kyle should get the master because Mauricio arranged the house. I think that logic is sound to me. And I think anyone else, you know, Kenya says she's getting the master. Of course, Ramona wants it.
Ramona, right.
I think, I do think it's Kyle's sort of right. But we'll see how that goes.
It'll be more fun to watch them picking the rooms than how Winterhouse picked their rooms, that's for sure. I just have to say that, because that was just a waste, you know, if I have to say. But anyway,
luckily this time next week we'll be talking about Ultimate Girls Trip and Winterhouse.
I still don't like the
stuff,
name.
I know. I mean, it's...
Wait, what do you like better? Ultimate Girls Trip or Schwartz and Sandy's?
Oh, God. Okay, well, all of it is better than when Winter House was originally announced as Southern... Winter... What was it?
It was like a crossover.
It was like Southern...
Winter Charm. Summer...
Summer House, Winter Charm or something.
Yeah, we don't even...
It was bad.
So twist, a tongue twister.
Yeah, they came to their senses. Unfortunately, they didn't come to their senses about calling Ultimate Girls Trip All-Stars, as I think, you know, Ramona still is on Instagram just calling it All-Stars. Like, she can't even remember the name. But they're on the side of New York City buses, which is cool. I want to see one of those
really
buses.
That is really cool. It is very cool. It's like, especially like the women of the, what, like Luann and Ramona, who have been on in New York, have never been on like the side of a bus. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to be on the side of a bus one day.
Congratulations, Ramona. You made it.
You guys will one day look forward to seeing the Mention It All podcast driving down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach out to the Betches marketing team and be like, excuse me, why aren't we on the bus? Okay, let's talk about Winter House. The funny thing about recapping Winter House is that, of course, there are, like, events that happen, but it's basically just where are we with all of these couples or potential couples? And there is a lot of movement this week because...
There is.
You know, some people are getting closer. Some people are getting less close.
Drifting.
I feel like...
They're drifting.
Sierra and Austin are, you know, seeming pretty solid this week. They've come back from their... date together, and you know, Sierra has some, you know, some apprehensions about getting too close to him, and you know, she talks about it being like a little bit of daddy issues, but overall Sierra and Craig don't, or Sierra and Austin, god, they don't really have any like drama this week. They're kind of, you know, on the back burner.
They seem like a very, they're having fun, and that I think is why Sierra is a little hesitant, because she's like, what are we going to do? I don't know. But I thought it was super cute when they came back and everyone, they were recapping. So like Sierra and the girls were recapping, and then like Craig and Austin just like went to the supermarket really quick. I don't know. But they're, I just like their friendship. So the way they talk about each other and like what happened. And the fact that Austin was like, I've never had, clearly he's talking about Madison, whoever the girl I'm with, wanting to like be with me, like you don't have, I didn't have to fight for it. Like Sierra actually enjoys my company as opposed to Madison.
And the
like,
difference,
get the fuck away from me.
watching Sierra talk about her experience with Austin and feeling like it's actually a positive thing versus later in the episode when Paige is talking about her date with Andrea, and it's just like, oh, like this isn't gonna. You know, this isn't going to end the way you want it to. It's nice that for Sierra, I can actually feel, I mean, I don't know what's happening with Sierra and Austin now, but at least from what we see on the show, it's like, it actually does seem like this is a positive development.
Right. And Paige, like, while Sierra's recapping, is, like, getting more pissed, like, that Andrea didn't ask her on a date. She's like...
I do feel bad for Paige because, you know, she's talking about how she's been single for... like six months. And, you know, it's fun to be single, but then also, you know, you're hanging out with people and talking to people, and when they don't kind of want to take it to that, not even the next level, but like to really be like interested in any serious way, it's like, it does get frustrating. I think that's super relatable to anybody who's kind of like dated around. I don't know.
Yeah.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
I liked this episode with Paige.
I think Andrea definitely is giving her some mixed signals, and I was kind of disappointed when he asked her out on a date because, of course, we've already seen... You know, we've already seen him talking to the other guys in the house about how he's texting all these girls and he just wants to have a good time and he doesn't want to be, you know, in a relationship at the end of this. And it's just hard to watch because you know that Paige is on a completely separate page.
Huh. Yeah, she, and the way he asked her out was almost like, I don't think he's a dick, but I think he just doesn't, he just doesn't care. He's not, his heart's like not in it, which we know, but he... kind of felt guilted, I want to say, into asking her out. Like, he was like, oh, okay. Like, he saw she was upset. He, like, yeah. asked her out to, like, make her feel happy. But I don't enjoy, obviously, seeing Paige upset, whatever. But I liked seeing that side of her because we kind of, like, haven't. And it really mm-hmm. was, like, a struggle for her this episode to be like, wait. Like, it was funny when she was like, whenever I went on a date with a guy, I'm like, wait, why aren't you in love with me? Because she is a good girl. She's a good catch. Like, but she knows what she wants. And that's why I'm kind of like, oh, my God. Her and Craig were, like, kind of, we're starting to see it a little bit this episode. But then it reels
yeah,
back
I
in.
Mean, I don't think Not we're, really. I don't think we're going to see, like, Paige and Craig get together on this show, but
not together, but they start to like flirt and sparks fly a little.
Yeah. I would like Craig to not be in a relationship before that happens. But I think, yeah, with Andrea, it's like, I think he is trying to be nice and he doesn't want to be, you know, when they ask him in the confessional what caused him to ask her out, he doesn't want to be like, yeah, it was a pity date. I felt right. bad. But it kind of is. I mean, you can
He's
go on a date.
He's talking to two other girls and doesn't even think anything of
right.
it.
Right. I mean, you can go on a date just for fun. It's not like going on a date has to be some serious thing.
Right.
But I think the way that Paige kind of is seeing it, I think it is a little bit like, oh, it feels a little bit like leading her on. And then, of course, the date that they end up going on is this like super fairy tale looking like sleigh ride through the snow, which I didn't even realize was a real thing that you could do. I'm like, wait, there's like sleighs for real?
Yeah. Yes. I feel like, actually, it's funny. My friend texted me the other day and she's like, did you know they were in Stowe? And I was like, yeah, like that's where they filmed it. And she was like, oh my God, you love Stowe. Cause it is, I don't love Stowe as much as Kyle loves Stowe. Please, let's be real. It's like his middle name. It's like all he talks about. But I've never gone on a sleigh ride. I don't know if that's the date I would want to choose only because it felt very like you couldn't go anywhere. Like if Paige wanted to get up or go, like you were trapped until the sleigh ride was over.
Right. I feel like the sleigh ride is something that would be fun for like 5 minutes. And then it's like, okay, like, do we arrive at a place and then there's drinks or there's an activity? Like the yeah. sleigh ride feels like it's a means of transportation. But it's not like an activity in and of itself.
And then you have to think of all the other awkward time. You have to, the ride there, the ride back. Like, ugh, it's so awkward to me. I don't know. And then he's like, I brought an Italian wine. We're like, aw. That's so
yeah,
cute.
I don't know. It's just hard watching because the whole time, you know, back at the house, they're, you know, outside building the igloo and having some conversation and some hot toddies.
And shit-stirrer Craig is back, which I guess is good in a way.
Well, it's... The thing is, by this point, most of the guys in the house have heard Andrea talk about Paige and about how it's not going to be a serious thing. And of course, you know, Paige is actually good friends with Amanda and Sierra and the other women. And so for them to hear this information about what Andrea was saying, it's nice to see that they actually are looking out for Paige and they're, totally, you know, being good friends. And I do feel like Amanda was automatically kind of put in the tough position because she is sort of Paige's closest friend, that it's like, fuck, like, Paige this whole time has been so into Andrea. She's talking about how they're going to get married and all of this stuff. And especially then when she comes back from this date, she's on cloud 10, you know, about how amazing it is. And it's just like, having to be the person who's going to burst that bubble is just, I feel bad for Amanda because it's like a horrible position to be in.
Totally. And it's also kind of humiliating for Paige. Like, once you find out that the whole house knows something that you don't, like, it's really sad. But again, like, I don't want to point him out as being like a douchebag, but I don't think he went about it the right way. And that is a shitty situation for Amanda. But I do understand why she waited. She was like, I'm not going to wait for her to come back from the date and tell her what's happening. So she, because they are friends and she knows Paige and she knows like the right time. I actually don't think she figured out the time yet until someone else said it, but I don't know when she figured out when.
I don't think Andrea is like a total douchebag either. I think it's more just like unfortunate that he and Paige really aren't on the same, I don't want to say on the same page again. Oh my God. But you know, they just have different sort of mindsets about what's going on. And I think there are things that Andrea could have handled better, but also I think unfortunately Paige is just in a place where she really wants to take everything to the next, you know, to think we could get married, we could be in love, all of this stuff. And yeah, I thought that night when everybody was drunk and Lindsay, you know, kind of tipped her off was also not the best way to go about it. But, you know, that's what that Lindsay
was,
does.
Yeah, that was wild to me. But she has a tendency of, like, doing that, and I don't know if that was on purpose. I don't want, like, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think she, like, absolutely knew what she was doing, or do you think when she said, wait, did Amanda not tell you, like, she thought Paige had already known?
She, I think it's maybe a little bit of both. I think Lindsay is the kind of person where she is very good at being on reality TV. She knows kind of how to move the story forward. And so it feels like a bit of that. But then also, you know, she had kind of directed Amanda earlier that it's like, it's your job basically to go talk to her. Go get him, kid. Which also is like, you know, Lindsay sort of plays producer sometimes in this cast. And, you know, Amanda had not done her job yet to go tell Paige. And so I think, you know, I don't think Lindsay was necessarily being malicious because I think Paige did need to find out sooner or later. But I just think the specific way she did it was a little bit like, you could have been a little more sensitive with that.
When she was like, went back to like season one of Summer House Lindsay, when Lindsay was like, whatever, Amanda, why is everything always my fault? And she like walked down the hallway and I was like, because you just did it. Like, it is.
Right.
You
Amanda just did was like, it. Amanda's like, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation if you hadn't done this. So I don't know, like, who else I would blame. I think it's hard because I know Amanda wants to be a good friend and she feels really bad. But at the same time, Paige does need to find out this information. Right. So, you know,
Paige
it's a
like,
little bit of
high school's actually turning into high school right now. That's
the high school theme was fun. I don't know. Some people were like better at it than others.
Yeah, it was. We've seen better themes before, but I guess this was simple.
When Amanda puts like one little bit of paint on her face and she's like, I'm an art student. I'm like, okay.
Wait, also when the girls in that scene were like, everyone was crying and like one of the guys was like, what's going on? Why are they crying? And one of the other guys, because they didn't show them, he was like, it's called champagne. And I was like, wow, that is the most accurate thing ever. It is called champagne. Like, it just leads to tears.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to talk about this weird non-love triangle that's happening with Luke, Gabby, and Julia, because it's just so messy. And I liked that Gabby and Julia sort of had they sort of made up with each other this week, because I think it really was more of a misunderstanding than anything, because obviously there's some history there where Gabby has, it's sort of a trigger for her when she feels like Julia is encroaching on her, you know, love interest. But the thing is, Julia is not interested in Luke. And I think this episode, she did a good job of sort of making that clear, because obviously Luke is into Julia. He's been like digging around for information about her boyfriend and whether or not this is like a stable situation, which is kind of shady to begin with. And, you know, I think it sort of needed to be done, and I think hopefully Julia kind of nipped it in the bud, because whatever, it's just not something
Luke
that's going to happen.
Luke is taking his information and running with it, because all he needs to know is, oh, they're on and off. Okay, that means they must not be serious. So, like, that whatever you want to do with that information. And then Julia needed to like end it. And I did like when she was like, listen, I'm not going all the way upstairs with you, because that's already like showing a bad impression, like, I have a boyfriend, basically. But I don't think she's into Luke at all. I agree with that. However, we all have that friend who is still a little flirty and could have backed off a little bit. Like, I totally understood where Gabby was coming from last week when she got mad. And, like, I wouldn't have been as mad as her. Like, she was a little, like, too mad. But I think she was that mad because there's a history of this. Like, she's clearly done this before.
I think it's like Julia is just, I think flirty, she might be one of those people where her friendly energy can come across flirty, whether that's on purpose or not. And because there's a history there, Gabby sees her being friendly slash a little flirty and is like, why are you trying to steal my man? When in reality, she's not really trying to steal him. And he's also not Gabby's man, because Luke is very clear this week, and this was so, like, painful to watch when he tells Gabby that he sees her as a friend after she tells him in Italian that she wants him inside of her, and it's just like, oh no.
That was aggressive, and I give her so much credit, because, listen, it was definitely liquid courage. Like, she even said, like, she was a little tipsy.
They're like, we're speaking Italian? I got one.
And then he didn't know what it meant. And then, like, they had to go into a room and she had to, like, then tell him. And it was just, like, I kind of liked that, only because Luke has almost, like, we've only seen him as, like, a playboy. I wish that he didn't say no to Gabby, like, shut her down, because he actually thought he had a chance with Julia. Like, I hope that's not the case. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was, because I think Gabby made it clear enough that she was like, I don't really care. We can just, like, hook up. I'm not trying to marry you or anything. And he seemed so still not into the idea of even, like, fooling around or anything, that I feel like he would have been a little more like, okay, we'll see where things go or something like that. But he was very, like, sorry, no, not into it even a little bit. Yeah, the
but
Italian
But we have to talk
just
about the note. Luke's note to Julia. Was
Luke is
very
just like,
on theme with high school, but
Luke's energy with Julia is like kind of pathetic to me, because it's like she's in a relationship Mm-hmm. She came into the house saying she has a boyfriend. Just because Jason told you that maybe they were on and off a little bit, he's being... It's one thing to feel out the situation and to, you know, kind of say like, oh, like maybe if she isn't really with her boyfriend, then maybe there's a spot for me. But he's like going so hard trying to get Julia to like him or to hang out with him or whatever. And it's like, as far as you know, she has a boyfriend.
Right.
So it's weird to me. It's one thing to... Yeah, like, it's just weird to me that he's assuming that she's going to get with him because it's like, no, she hasn't actually shown any interest in you.
Yeah, I agree. Like, she actually hasn't. I don't even haven't seen them have, like, a conversation. But also... Right,
like, somebody maybe being a little flirty with you is not the same as, like, you know, like, actually wanting to get with you.
Right. But... I want to also talk about Lindsay and Jason because I don't know if you felt as awkward as I did, but they went into his room like minimum 4 times throughout the episode, but then like didn't, like there was no makeouts that like they didn't do anything. You could tell they both like wanted to. They went into her room at one point and they were just like drunk and like you can, they were on the verge of like a makeout, but it never happened. And then the last scene when they actually did, she's like straddling him. While in the middle of telling him she is terrified to date. And I was like, not the best time, maybe.
You want to know the vibe I get from Lindsay with Jason?
Okay.
I feel like she is not really that into him. But I feel like she is sort of bored and horny and... doesn't really have any other prospect in the house at this point.
You are 100% correct.
And I think the vibe I get between her and Jason is almost more that she feels like... it's more of a friend vibe, maybe even like a brother type of vibe, but like not, obviously not strong enough that she's like totally uninterested. I just feel like it's one of those things where if Austin had been... more interested in Lindsay would never be looking Jason's way.
Absolutely. Austin's busy with Sierra and Lindsay. What else is Lindsay gonna do for the next week? Like, so she needs to hook up with someone. But I feel like she's forcing it so much, even though Jason is so fucking hot. They were on Watch What Happens Live last night, I have to say, and Lindsay was saying only good things about him, but she said something that even I was like, even Andy too was like, huh? When he brought up the like terrified of dating thing that she said, she explained mm-hmm. that it was hard because like she's on reality TV. And we were like, what? We, as if I was in like the audience, but she was like, yeah, it's just like being on reality TV is hard.
I mean, yeah, but also it's like all of you are on reality
exactly.
TV.
That can't be it's, the reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's just if you think about all of the things that Lindsay has said about Jason on the show, the main thing is that she likes that he can cook. So it's like, okay, that's not really indicating to me that you're, you know, can't wait to jump into bed with someone when you're just like, oh, love that you cook. Good
she
cook.
Also, like, explained a little bit of the last week, which was beyond cringeworthy to watch. Obviously, everyone has seen those clips and whatever of her being in the audience. And she said she left right away and she blocked him. And she said she's hopeful for their friendship. Like, they're just not friends right now, but she's hopeful it'll, like, repair itself. But I don't – but clearly her and Sierra are not friends right now. But I need to know where Austin and Sierra stand right now. Like, what's happening with that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think Austin and Sierra are, like, together.
But I don't
because
know.
I think if they were, I think we would be hearing about it in connection with Paige and Craig. Like, they would be
I know.
A dynamic foursome.
Oof.
Because Paige has been in Charleston and Southern Charm is filming. Did you see Leva
yes.
posted a picture of
yes.
her and Paige at Pat's house? And so...
Oh my God.
I have to imagine that Paige is going to be on next season of Southern Charm, which is...
Yeah.
It's wild. Obviously, you know, Winterhouse was created as a crossover between these two shows.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird moving forward, like, are we just fully acknowledging that these two shows are, like, interchangeable with each other? Like, they're so, the ideas of these shows are so different. Like, Summer House is such a structured thing where it's like, it's this summer house of people and they rent the house together and they go there and stay there on the weekends. Southern Charm is just about, like, a group of friends in Charleston.
Yeah.
So it's like, it feels, it's like the Southern Charm boys have come to the summer house before, but Lindsay has never popped up in Charleston. And I think that's kind of like a weird crossover that it's going to be like, okay, so Paige is on Southern Charm, I guess.
And then when we see it, it's going to be like Paige, Craig's girlfriend. But like, we know, we're going to know like who she is. I love when they do
that. Right. Like, are they going to talk about like, oh, we got close in the winter house. And yeah, then we saw each other. They're going to be like, we saw each other in the Hamptons over the summer.
And Naomi is back on Southern Charm.
How do you pretend that there's any kind of fourth wall when it's like, well, I'm on one reality show and he's on the other one. And then we went on a third reality show and got close. So then he came on my reality show last summer. And now this fall, I'm on his reality show. Like, to explain that without acknowledging that either of you are on a reality show.
Right. Well, it's
a stretch of the imagination.
I'm excited. When I saw that Paige and Leva picture, I, in my head / online, kind of thought about like booking a trip to Charleston and like, I want to go to like all the places. Like, I don't know why.
Banging down Miss Pat's door.
Yeah. I was just like, wait, I kind of want to do like a weekend thing and like just go to all the places.
Leva looks great.
Oh my God. Amazing. Leva
and Paige.
I mean,
yeah.
Has there been any time that Paige hasn't looked like she like lives for this shit? She really has.
I mean, no, Paige like famously looks great all the time. Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like I haven't, since Southern Charm and the last season was like a year ago, I feel like I haven't really thought about it very much. Like, it's kind of been out of sight, out of mind. But seeing them all filming and stuff, I'm kind of like, okay, I'll be excited for that. I'll be ready, you know. I'll be down.
I know. Wait, so what's the upcoming shows that we have to look forward to that are coming out?
Girls Trip starts next week.
Yes.
We know that Miami is coming back in December.
Right.
We don't have a date yet. OC, as far as we know, is supposed to be in December. I think a trailer for that should be any day now.
And that's it. I feel like a few last wave was like we had many shows coming out and we were like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Now we have a little break, Jersey, and then it'll pick back
Jersey,
up.
Jersey, I think, is going to be like February. Maybe, so
yeah,
we got our stuff happening. I wonder when Candy's OLG show is going to be, because I know they had been filming for that. So that might be coming up. Oh, Portia's show too comes out this month.
Oh, all right. We're back.
Fun times.
Everyone have a amazing weekend. Amazing.
An amazing weekend.
Be safe.
Have a great weekend. Be safe. Yes.
Think of us.
Fun PSA. The first three seasons of Real Housewives of Miami are finally on Peacock. So it's easier than ever to catch up. So that's a project if you haven't done it.
Let me know your thoughts.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, follow the show wherever you listen so you never miss any of our episodes. Have a great weekend and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
This Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.